Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Man of many hats, Mike Conti in studio.
Mike Conti, how are you doing today?
Let's get busy, shall we?
All right, let's get to it. Did you argue with Mark Cuban?
No. I wasn't arguing with Mark Cuban. So Mark Cuban is very upset about what happened with the goaltending call.
Yeah, too bad.
You know, the inadvertent whistle, which, as an aside, I didn't tell this to Mark Cuban, but I'll say it over the radio. Don't rest your two best players if you're worried about losing
a game. Basically.
I mean, that's on you.
Yep.
But anyhow, so he was upset about what happened there at the end. You know, Steve and I have kind of an advantage, though, because when they do a replay review, we can hear the communication between the referees and the replay center in New Jersey. The reason why they allow us to hear that is so we can explain to our listeners, and so the TV announcers can explain to their viewers what they are reviewing and what the outcome of the review is. So we can hear that communication. They reviewed it because they called goaltending on the block shot for Trey, and they weren't sure if it was goaltending, so they went to the monitor. And what they determined was that it was, in fact, not goaltending, but John Collins was already tipping the ball back up at the time the whistle blew. Okay, so that's the explanation I tweeted, because Mark Cuban was upset. Mark Cuban then came back and disputed that explanation from the official. I don't think he was disputing anything about me personally. And then he kind of kept going and kept going and kept going. I don't blame Mark Cuban for being upset. I mean, it was an unusual sequence, and now they filed a protest and all that. But just to dispel, before this goes any further.
So we ain't got to go see Mark Cuban?
No.
We ain't got to go see
Mark Cuban.
Okay.
I like Mark Cuban.
Just, you know, because I know people.
Oh, I know you know people. Yeah. No, he's a Pennsylvania guy. He's a passionate owner who's standing up for his team. I have no problem with that whatsoever. He just chose my explanation as the one to kind of go in on, but that's okay.
So, Mike Conti, with all that being said, they filed a complaint. And the biggest part of this complaint, they want to play those 10 seconds back. Yeah. How realistic is that? Can that happen?
Yes, it can happen.
Stop playing.
There's precedent for it happening. You know, the team that it last happened to was the Atlanta Hawks back in 2008. They had a game against Miami where they accidentally fouled out Shaquille O'Neal with like a minute to play.
Mm-hmm.
Miami protested, and they brought the two teams back, and they replayed the final minute. No one scored in the final minute. But that was also before a regularly scheduled Hawks Heat game. The Hawks and Mavericks don't play again. So you're talking about a major logistical challenge to find an open date on the schedule and then bring the Mavericks back to play the final 10 seconds. Here's going to be the issue, though. And this is why I think there is a chance that this could be replayed.
Okay.
So Rodney Mott, the lead official, spoke to a pool reporter after the game. And he said that when they looked at the replay, they determined, again, no goaltending, but the ball hit the rim, so no shot clock violation, and that he blew his whistle as Collins was in his shooting motion, which is exactly what we heard them tell the replay center, and that's what I tweeted Mark Cuban, okay? Rodney Mott said, Rule 2 says that if there is continuation as the whistle blows, in this case Collins in his shooting motion, as the whistle is blowing, then that's a legal basket because it's continuation. Just as, you know, you have a foul and a guy takes another step and lays it up and they count the basket. That's what continuation is. But I actually looked up Rule 2 in the rule book, the inadvertent whistle rule, and it says, when a whistle is erroneously sounded, whether the ball is in a possession or non-possession status, It is an inadvertent whistle and shall be interpreted as a suspension of play.
Upon immediately.
Yes, and that's what Mark Cuban and the Mavericks are arguing.
And they may be right, by the way.
They might be right. So, I honestly don't know. Because I can't find a citation in the rule book that addresses continuation in this sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I could take Rodney Mott at his word and say, yeah, that's the rule. I can't find that, though. So I think it's interesting because, you know, the league puts out its last 2 minutes report on all officiating situations in the last 2 minutes of games that are 5 points or less. They did not address this call in the report last night. They said the Mavericks are protesting it. They would not declare it to be a correct or incorrect call. Adam Silver has 5 days to make a ruling on this. They have not announced a fine for Mark Cuban. They have not announced a ruling or anything like that. The longer this goes where we don't hear anything, the more I think there is a chance, slim chance, but a chance that they could get a replay.
Could,
but again, it's on the Mavericks for not playing the two best players.
But here's the thing about a replay. Could they actually put Doncic and Porzingis into the game?
No. No, they cannot. No, it's got to be the same, and in this case, 11 players, not 13. It's got to be the same 11 players who were playing that night. So, no, it's not like you can get a replay and have Porzingis take the jump ball and flick it out to Luka Doncic for a game-winning three. You can't do that. It's crazy.
Thinking about that, that is pretty crazy.
But again, don't put yourself in this position. You know,
by not playing your guys.
You know, if the Mavericks think, oh, we're going to Atlanta, automatic win, they aren't paying attention. The Hawks have won 6 of their last 7
exactly.
At home. Okay, over the last 18 games, it's an 82-game season, so 18 games is almost a full quarter of the season. Hawks have played 500 ball over their last 18 games. So if you're making this assumption, oh, you're playing the Hawks, automatic win, that is an incorrect assumption based on the way they have played basically over this last quarter of the season. That's on them.
So how do you feel personally, if you can speak on this, about the load management situation? Because there's a lot of people on.
I hate it. You don't need to load manage a 20-year-old. Okay, Luka Doncic is 20 years old. You don't need to. Now, Porzingis is a little different because he does have legitimate knee issues, and he's a little bit older, and he's been in and out for them a bunch this year. So they have done this a lot. The Doncic thing is flagrant load management, okay? If he was good enough to play 34 minutes the night before in Orlando, and I know Rick Carlisle says he has a sore ankle, and he did have an ankle injury before the All-Star break, but he didn't look too injured in Orlando on Friday night. That's what bothers me. Like, you don't need to load manage a 20-year-old. And I heard you guys last hour. It's really frustrating for the fans. It's really frustrating for the league and its broadcast partners. We had been hyping up this Trey versus Luka matchup for 48 hours. We didn't get it. Rick Carlisle is entitled to manage his roster however he wants. I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't good for the league. And I rattled off a list on Saturday of all the players who have load managed their way out of appearances in Atlanta this year. It's a big list. It's Doncic, it's Kawhi Leonard, it's Paul George, it's Russell Westbrook, Kemba Walker, Kyrie Irving's a little more of an injury situation, D'Angelo Russell, and that doesn't even include like Curry and Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, all these guys who are out for the year. It's tough.
We have a couple of minutes left here. I do want to get to Motagua and the game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Sounds like the weather's going to hold, and what are you expecting tomorrow night?
It's going to rain today and then clear out, or not clear out, but be cloudy for tomorrow, so weather shouldn't be a factor. That pitch at Kennesaw drains really well. No fears there. Motagua played a league match on Saturday, and they played to a scoreless draw against a team that they probably should have beaten. But they played a very heavily rotated lineup. 10 of the 11 players who started against Atlanta United, including their goalkeeper, did not start against Real Dominguez on Saturday. So they're going kind of all in for this return leg here at Kennesaw. It's pretty straightforward for Atlanta United. They win, they go through. They get a scoreless draw, they go through. If it's a 1-1 draw, they'll go to penalties. If it's any other draw with goals or a Motagua win, then Motagua will go through. So Atlanta United's in good shape, but they got to get an early goal, kind of like they did against Herediano last year at Kennesaw when they scored in the first minute, kind of take the pressure off and hopefully make this a low-stress situation, because then Atlanta United's got to turn right around and play Saturday in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a busy week for Atlanta United. That's 2 matches in the span of 5 days, and the roster is not as deep as it could be right now because you do have some injury situations. Hopefully Mateus Hosetta does play tomorrow. Sounds like he will. Hopefully Jake Mulroney is available tomorrow. Sounds like he will be. But then you have Miles Robinson and George Bello and some of those other players who are still dealing with injuries. Will they be available tomorrow? We'll probably find out today. But hopefully if they can't play tomorrow, they can play against Nashville on Saturday.
Dan, you answered all the questions in a hot minute. We have no more questions.
Yep. If there are still tickets available, I urge you to go to atlutd.com and get in on that, because last year that match against Erdiano at Kennesaw, I thought, was one of the best match day atmospheres of the year for Atlanta United. Like you said, John, the weather's going to be okay. It will be fun to see international soccer in an intimate venue like that. Of course, if you can't go, we'll have it on 92.9 The Game at 7:30.
All right.
Mike, Connie, many, many hats. Of course, going to be broadcasting tomorrow night from Fifth Third Bank in Kennesaw live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks, Mike.
Me and Mark Cuban are good. Let's
no beef.
Stop that right now. No beef.
We ain't got to go see
Mark
Cuban.
If you go to Shark Tank, he's not going to say I'm out.
We're good. We're good.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.